Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I wrote this chapter to try to encourage folks who are in discouraging ministry situations that, you know, sometimes the call is hard.
Sometimes the call is hard. And oftentimes, you know, you've got the givers and the takers, and the givers who are doing so much of the giving and the takers who are doing so much of the taking. And wouldn't it be something if there was a revival in the hearts of the takers to say, how can I add to the strength of my church? How can I add to the strength of this church ministry staff? And, anyway, this was really great advice that I love, which you wrote in the book. You said, do you feel unqualified for what God is calling you to do? Join the club. Kingdom work is supernatural work, no matter what your calling is. If it doesn't require real faith and a desperate dependence on God, then either it's not God's calling or you don't have it yet. It really is the calling out beyond us, and it's not comfortable, but that is, like you said, in the trials and the hardships, even in that dependence, it's where grace and faith find us. So I want you to talk maybe to that person who feels in over their head and they're kind of thinking of Egypt, going, you know, I got this wrong. I was just kidding, God. I don't want to do the impossible for you. This is too hard. And they want to turn back. What encouragement would you have for them today?
Well, God gives us our calls. And if he gives us a call, we can be assured that at some point along the way, we are going to want to back out because we will be in over our heads. We will think, this is too hard. I wasn't prepared for this. We will have people questioning our qualifications. We will be questioning our qualifications. We will not have bargained for the kind of adversity that we are receiving, and we will just want to get out. And what we are experiencing at that point, very similar to what Moses was experiencing, is the fact that ministry is meant to be overwhelming to us. It's meant to be overwhelming because it's work that God is doing. Who is adequate to shepherd God's people? No human being. And so we are, as leaders, then called to throw ourselves upon God and pray for grace and just begin to act out in faith, trusting that God will act and what he's calling us to be often. It's a sanctifying experience because he's calling us to be servant leaders. We often want to be leaders that are admired. Christ-like leaders are often not admired. They're often maligned.
Mm-hmm.
and like Moses, we're called to be humble and seek to serve and get our commendation from God and not assume it's going to come from those we're trying to lead.
Yeah, good word, John. And the thing is about our limits is we don't like them.
We don't
want our limits. And yet they're the places where we let people down, where they want more of us than we can give. That's the place where people
might,
as you say, malign us, talk about us, tell others they weren't whatever for me. But that is the place of utter dependence, isn't it then?
And it's
a reminder that it's so not about us, it's about him.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.